Bob, how you doing?
Great. Doing great.
Your thoughts on Marcus Peters so far in camp?
He's done a good job coming in here, competing. Obviously, yesterday he had a great day as far as getting his hands on the ball and finishing it off. Had a couple today he could have gotten, didn't quite. That's a big part of that whole thing. And takeaways, he's really taking, and not just for him, but for all of us, taking advantage of those opportunities that are available. And that's huge for us. But I think Marcus done a good job. He's learning on the run. As you guys know, he didn't have a lot of the OTA sessions and that. So this is really his first concentrated effort here of multiple days back-to-back. So I think he's shown he's got some talent, and he's, like every player and certainly every young player, consistency is the challenge in this league.
Yeah, looking at yesterday's practice, I mean, the trouble you guys had last year taking the ball away,
mm-hmm.
and getting interceptions, how satisfying was that to see him?
It was great. And, you know, like I said, he had the first play of one of those periods there. He had another chance today, and it's really about capitalizing on those opportunities, I think. But yeah, obviously that's an area we want to improve in, you know, get back to where we were 2 years ago and taking the ball away. And so, you know, happy with him and happy with a lot of guys that are really doing a great job. Pardon me? Well, I mean, I think he's okay. I think he's done. It's hard to tell yet. We haven't played, but I mean, you know, to me, it's the ability to take coaching every day and try to get, you know, you're really trying to, this is an important time of the year for not just Marcus, but anybody, because this is when you develop your foundation, you know. The way the practices are in season and all that, as you know, you're limited a lot of things you can do. So you need to develop your toolbox right here. You got to have all those things in place when you leave camp. All the techniques, all those things. So that's, you know, he's done a good job of trying to improve on that, and it's got to translate into consistency. That's for every player.
Eric Berry participating in team days.
Mm-hmm.
Just part of the
plans. Yeah, just we're look. EB's been. I mean, first of all, to me, his story is an unbelievable story. He's done a tremendous job. You know, what he's been through, you know, with the disease and chemo, and then to come back and be this soon back on the field, incredible story. And we just got to be smart with him, and he's got to be smart in realizing, hey, this is going to take a little time here, no matter who you are, you know. I think when he came back originally, you know, he was excited. He was on adrenaline. I mean, he's going. And, you know, it's going to take some time. And so we've kind of made a conscious effort, hey, we're going to manage this thing as well as we can and let him be the lead dog in it and what he needs. And we got plenty of time. He's played a lot of football, so we're not too concerned about that. He just got to get back where he feels comfortable and reacts and that type of thing.
I know it's early. Is there any sense if he'll practice tomorrow and hit? Because he didn't hit yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know that yet. Yeah.
Coach, you look at the amount of snaps Dontari Poe has played the past two seasons. When he comes back healthy, is it more of a priority to give him relief or find that guy on the roster who can spell him?
Well, I mean, I think there's two parts to that. One, obviously, we're going to have found somebody because we don't know exactly when he'll be back. So, you know, we're obviously getting that. The second thing is different than a normal season. He's got to get into playing shape as well. So, you know, we're probably going to have to manage some of those things till he's back 100%, you know. And as you people know, that, you know, Dontari loves to play. He doesn't like to come off the field, which is, I always say, an unusual thing for the big guys like that. So he's, I'm sure he's going to want to stay in there. But he's going to have to go through a process here where he gets into shape to play and reacts and all those things. So we just kind of have to wait to see where he's at when he comes back, and that'll affect that too.
What are your thoughts on the guys you got replacing right now, Jay Howard?
I like what I think. You know, Jay has had two really good days, you know, and was good in OTAs as well. You know, he was playing three technique then, but you know, I think between him and Mike DeVito in there, we got enough people in there. Big Nick is in there playing some at three. So we have some, I think we have some people that, you know, they got to develop yet, but I think we have some possibilities in there. So far, you know, okay with what we've done in there.
What are some reasonable expectations for Catapano as a pass rusher?
You know, until you get him, you know, I mean, Cat's kind of been, you know, been gone. I mean, so he's got to get back in there and see himself play and do all those things. And, I think he's got a chance. He's shown that in the past, and he's got good quickness. He's bulked up, obviously, which is going to help him a little bit. And, you know, we're counting on him being a guy that can show some of that pass rush ability we thought that he had when he came here.
Bob, when you think of the fluctuations and takeaways from year to year, how much is what you emphasize, which probably is pretty consistent, how much sometimes is it just happenstance? What can you do to tweak that?
Well, there's two things that happen in all those. Some of it is being fortunate, okay? No matter what anybody says, you're being fortunate. 2 years ago, we led the league in fumble recoveries, okay? But I think we were like fourth or fifth in actual fumbles on the ground. So that means we were getting almost every fumble that was on the ground. I mean, that's going against the odds, so you know that's not going to happen. So you need to create more there. Last year, I think we have like, we thought when we went through the whole season, we had about between 16 and 20 legitimate opportunities to get a ball. Okay, so those were plays that we needed to make. And sometimes you're trying to generate opportunities. We came out of it saying, hey, we have to take advantage of our opportunities. So that's a big part of our thing. And then, you know, we're trying to show our opportunities every day. Some are not just tip balls, but coming in from the side and being able to strip a ball, whatever they are. And that becomes like a conscious way of thinking for a defender. You know, you see and seize your opportunity is there.
Went 16 to 20, the number you just used, those are the ones you mean?
Drop, yeah. Like, in other words, you know, we drop a linebacker, drop one here, a corner, drop one there, a safety drop. I mean, where we had our hands and you didn't have to make a spectacular catch. You know, there's ones that, hey, if we got that, that'd have been great. Like the one Derek Johnson almost got the other day up here with one hand. That's not the kind we're counting on. So, we were counting as we looked at that.
But you want to get out of those 16 to 20, what would you legitimately like to?
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you could. That's what I'm saying. These weren't ones that you had to do something spectacular to do. You know, you have those plays where you dive out, and those are beautiful plays. But the other ones you got to do. But even if you got half of those, I think it would have put us up close to the top.
Intriguing. Yeah. Seems like you guys lost some opportunities today. Peter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. And that's why you want to, as a player and as coaches, it's great that we knock that ball down. But if we have our chances, we want to do it. The other part of that is you want to get as many people. Numbers favor us. We want to get as many people around the balls. Yeah, because two passes that you always want to get your hand. Tip balls and overthrows are potential interceptions. So anytime you have those two, you want to have people in it. And that's why you keep, stressing, hey, go to the ball, snap off. And the same when the ball's on the ground, you know. You're going to run there a lot of times, and it's not going to be on the ground. You just want to be there the one time it is.
Coach, now that you've had a couple of days to see Derek Johnson at pads, how do you feel about how he's performing?
I think he's back to where he was. I mean, he came out yesterday a couple times in the indoor when we practiced indoors on wide plays and chasing Jamal down and, looked to me like DJ looks. You know, he's very athletic, as you all know, and I think he looks fine. And, as far as I know, talking to him, he feels great.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Yep.